KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have fog still in Atlantic. It's beginning to lift and still dense in the low-lying areas. 62 degrees, dense fog advisory remains in effect until 9 a.m. for Harrison, Shelby, and Pottawatomie counties. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. A former Fremont County resident was sentenced Tuesday to prison on tax fraud charges. 55-year-old Robert W. Duncan, who's formerly a resident of Thurman, was sentenced by United States Court Judge John Jarvie to 4 years in prison to be followed by 5 years of supervised release. Duncan entered a guilty plea on March 12th to defrauding the Social Security Administration, filing a false income tax return, and making a false statement to a financial institution. Duncan, the former owner and auctioneer for Bob Duncan and Associates, was also ordered to pay restitution to the Social Security Administration in the amount of $218,755 and to the IRS in the amount of $42,254. Duncan had admitted that he defrauded the Social Security Administration by receiving benefits he was not entitled to between 1993 and 2011. He also admitted to the court that he filed a false 1040 tax form for the tax year 2008 by underreporting his income, and that he provided false financial documents to the Trainer State Bank in order to obtain a $225,000 loan in 2005. News time is 8:07.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
Elsewhere in area news, police in Red Oak say a local man was arrested Tuesday evening in the 100 block of East Linden Street. 49-year-old Patrick James Colbank of Red Oak was charged with breach of peace. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. Police in Red Oak are investigating the theft of a garden tiller. Officials received a report Tuesday afternoon from Jeremiah Benz that someone stole his red rear-tine tiller with a 196cc Viper engine. The machine was taken from a garden located at the corner of North 8th Street and East Knuckles Street in Red Oak. Benz reported also that a tarp covering the tiller was taken. He estimated the loss at $600. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Red Oak Police Department. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will decide during their meeting this morning in Atlantic on whether or not to suspend for 30 days a cigarette and tobacco permit for Hanson Valley Oil. In addition, they'll discuss and act on a grant application request by Cass County Emergency Medical Services to the Iowa Department of Public Health, and that's after a presentation by EMS Representative Karen Reason. In other business, the board will act on renewing a contract with the Cass County Mental Health General Relief Coordinator Teresa Canning as a follow-up to a performance review held during their meeting last week in a closed session. Their meeting in the supervisor's boardroom at the courthouse in Atlantic begins at 9 a.m. State Senator Mike Gronstahl says he won't seek the Democratic nomination for Iowa governor and instead will focus on maintaining a Democratic majority in the Iowa Senate. Gronstahl made his comment Monday night in Council Bluffs and issued a news release repeating that decision on Tuesday. Gronstahl, the majority leader who has represented Council Bluffs in the legislature since 1983, acknowledged previously that he was considering running for governor. Republican Governor Terry Branstad has not announced yet on whether he'll seek re-election, but he's been raising money and hiring campaign workers. Gronstahl said his decision was difficult because of what he called Governor Branstad's poor leadership and lack of results. Cedar Rapids State Representative Tyler Olson is seeking the Democratic nomination, and Democratic State Senator Jack Hatch of Des Moines is considering a run. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman is reminding residents of the county that the deadline to file nomination papers for the September 10, 2013 school board elections in the county is tomorrow, August the 1st. All offices are four-year terms. You can find a list of the offices that are available in the school board elections under this same story on KJAN.com. Just look under the news tab and scroll on down. Sunderman says also that city elections in Cass County will take place November 5th. Nomination papers for the various open offices must be filed with your city clerk by no later than September 19th. Nomination papers may be circulated at any time, and information on how to become a candidate for elected city office can be found on the Iowa Secretary of State's website. In Cass County, there are offices that will appear on the ballot in Oneida, Athletic, Cumberland, Griswold, Lewis, Marney, Messina, and Wyota. You can find out which offices are up for election on the same story on our website. A man from Glenwood suffered injuries to his arms but was not transported to the hospital following a motorcycle accident Monday morning about 2 miles southwest of Glenwood. Mills County Sheriff's Office said Cody Wedden was traveling east on Highway 34 at around 7:25 a.m. and was slowing to make a right turn onto Mile Hill Lake parking lot when his 2013 Honda motorcycle hit some loose gravel and went out of control, ending up on its side. And police in Harlan say three juveniles were arrested, cited, and later released to a parent or guardian last week after authorities investigated incidents of vandalism. 11-year-olds Randy Hess and Klaus Statton, along with 12-year-old Kyra Wilson, all of Harlan, were cited July 23rd for criminal mischief in the fifth degree. An investigation determined the trio allegedly vandalized seven decorative fence post toppers in the Westridge Acres trailer court and flipped over a desk. The HPD reports also the arrest on July 22nd of 31-year-old Tacy Bruck of Panama. Bruck received an enhanced public intoxication charge due to a prior conviction. She was arrested following a reported disturbance and after being found lying in a yard located in the 1900 block of 19th Street in Harlan. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the penalty phase begins today for a U.S. soldier convicted of sending hundreds of thousands of government and diplomatic secrets to WikiLeaks. A judge at Fort Meade, Maryland, acquitted Army PFC Bradley Manning of the most serious charge of aiding the enemy, but Manning was convicted of 20 other charges, meaning that he could get up to 136 years in prison. The Senate Judiciary Committee will question top Obama administration officials today as senators look at possible limits on the National Security Agency's surveillance programs. Last week, the House narrowly rejected a proposal to effectively shut down the NSA's secret collection of hundreds of millions of people's phone records in the U.S. And the nation is posting stronger economic growth for the second quarter of the year. Growth accelerated to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.7% as businesses spent more and the federal government cut less. The Commerce Department says growth improved from a sluggish 1.1% rate in the January through March quarter, which was revised from an initial 1.8% rate. The pickup was surprising as most economists had predicted a far weaker second quarter. News time is 8:13.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. 5 Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
In the funeral announcements, Laverne Obermeyer, age 78 of Wyota, died Tuesday at the Villisca Good Samaritan Center. Graveside military services for Laverne Obermeyer will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Brighton Township Cemetery in Marney. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Donna Paskey, age 83 of Carroll and formerly of Audubon, died Monday at St. Anthony's Regional Hospital in Carroll. Funeral services for Donna Paskey will be Friday at 10:30. At the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon, Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Doris Brainerd, age 97 of Guthrie Center and formerly of Adair, died July 23rd at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Doris Brainerd will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Mabel Root, age 105, formerly of Fontenelle, died Friday in Clearfield. Private family graveside services for Mabel Root will be held at the Bryant Cemetery north of Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by 5 Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.